Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo Rant. I'm Casbo, part of the rant, I'm Cole. This is season 4, episode 147, for those of you following along at home. And a quick shout out from our sponsors, ASN Lifestyle Magazine. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world, make it a habit each and every month to read ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million readers can't be wrong. And our good friends at SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com. That's right, meat rubs to make your meal delicious. Hickory Dust, Lemon Pepper, SBG, Orange Mango, Habanero, Pineapple Paradise, or the new Cinnamon Q. You want to check it out today? You can use CASMA15 when you go on SmokinMeatsBBQTreats.com and get your order. Get a 15% discount. Let them know CASMA sent you. And finally, Motor Bunny. The top quality name in adult toys. Get one of the Motor Bunny originals or one of their brand new bucks. Go to MotorBunny.com and get a 15% discount today. So let's talk about the lifestyle. Let's talk about what do people really see and really not see in the lifestyle. Let's talk about intentions in the lifestyle. Let's talk about reality in the lifestyle. You know, over the past couple weeks and months, We'll go a month and a half or so. My eyes have been reopened to some of the darker side of the lifestyle, I think. To see the reality of the lifestyle. It is so amazing that the lifestyle is a concept that is very much sight, sound, feel, touch. It's right in front of us. It's not some obscure concept. You can see how people treat other people. You can see how people react or don't react. You can see how people behave or don't behave. So it shouldn't be abstract. But I've never seen anything like the lifestyle that has the ability to have six people look at the same thing and take totally different takes off of it. Or to have people be able to twist facts to make one side look better or one side look worse. And the reason this is so amazing to me is that the lifestyle, we preach certain concepts in the lifestyle. We preach certain common ground, common mantras. Anywhere in the lifestyle, consent, common mantras, respect. We want to say safety. We do all these things, right? And yet, we talk about the good of the community, and yet we find ways to twist and mutilate the truth. It is absolutely astronomical the amount of power falsehoods, lies, and rumors have in the lifestyle. Falsehoods about what people say or do, who they've done or what they've done or said. Rumors that have been heard. Lies that have been made up. One side of stories that have been shared. It's enough of an issue because it's a form of drama that it's a constant battle. And yet, when you really break it down, you have to start and look to see who... you have to open your eyes and see there's two sides to the battle. It is amazing in lifestyle how many people are perpetuating the rumors, the lies, the misnomers. They're stirring the drama. I bring this up this week because I'm watching things happen, and I'm watching how very much the lifestyle is truly a battleground. the lifestyle we're supposed to be competing, and we're not supposed to be competing, but the lifestyle is supposed to be about making friends, meeting people, like-minded people, having sex, having new experiences. But for so many people, it's a battleground. It's a battleground for likes and hearts and approvals on pictures, for maintaining groups, for size of groups, to have control. It's for getting, it just has become this perverse sideshow. It's a punishment, it's a punishable offense in the lifestyle to actually put the lifestyle first. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It is amazing how many people that have no control over any other aspect of their life, they get in the lifestyle and they try to find somewhere so they can have some sort of power. For what? Now, a lot of people are going to hear this and go, this is ironic coming from Cole. Cole, who's built this giant page and this business and everything else. Yes, I have. And I never made any bones about what I've done. But we've always put the lifestyle first in the process. You know, our crazy winter nights is 60-some days away. And I watch this, and I see this, and I watch the battles that 7 years later we're still having to overcome. I watch people competing for meet and greet likes and attendances. I don't understand it. I watch people find ways to twist and manipulate the truth so that they can get more quote-unquote power or control or something. But what the battle, what the really the game should be, if there was truly a game, the game should be taking and how we can make the lifestyle better. If we were all competing to see how we could one-up the other one to add one more additional benefit to the lifestyle, how cool would that be? And the most perverse part of this whole thing is there's an unwillingness to admit that there are issues in the lifestyle. So instead of dealing with drama, which we all supposedly hate so much, instead we all bury our head in the sand and go, oh, well, there's room for everybody and just live and live. And well, never mind, and it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. It's not all right for some of the things that are happening in the lifestyle in our area, in your area, in areas all over the country, to humor an individual, group of individuals, whatever the case may be. We have an unwillingness to put our foot down. And it's amazing. And although this rant doesn't have a set purpose like so many of my others do, a set individual idea, it's just an overall take a look around and I'm asking you people, each and every one of you, to reflect upon what you are a part of. What do you see? I'm not asking you for to do anything drastic or change. I'm asking you just to be observant and to be pondering. You know, we're racing to the end of 2023. Let's take a couple of weeks, the next month and a half or so that we have, and let's take the time to actually think of how can we make things better. What can we do in 2024 to change? The start is we have to acknowledge the bullshit that's going on now. And this is the part that it just blows my mind. We can't do it. We can't wrap our head around it. It's so funny. There's been things come up locally that we have strong opinions on. If we say anything about them, we get just blasted that we don't have the right to say anything negative. Yeah, we have haters that are running amok, blasting us at every chance they get. twisting, distorting the facts. Let me ask each and every one of you, when you hear information, do you do independent looking at it, research, thought process on it, or do you take it at face value? I'm asking you in this rant to stop taking things at face value and start doing your own research, your own look. And that includes the things you hear from me. Just because I say it, don't take it at face value. Check me. Confirm that that's actually truly what's going on. Stop taking things at face value. Because I'm telling you, there are people out there that are trying to twist the truth about individuals, about couples, about small groups, about events, about everything. Stop taking it at face value. Stop just giving into that. It's time in the lifestyle we use some independent thought. And we use our eyes and our ears and our resources. Independently confirm. Independently check. What's the worst that can happen? You gain some more knowledge. Your opinion may change slightly. Maybe it was a friend that came up and told you the misinformation. So it doesn't mean you don't can't still be their friend. It just means you know you got to kind of self-evaluate everything. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. What you would hope, if people were starting falsehoods about you, you would hope that individuals would use independent thought and see and research to see it is or is not true. Do the same. Look at our actions in 2023. How did they work out? So many times we have these great intentions that don't work worth a shit. They're horrific. They fail. Or they're actually not really that designed to be for anybody else actually anyways. It sounds like they're to be heroic, but they're actually more for us. Are we evaluating it? Are we looking at it? Are we going, maybe we shouldn't do that? Maybe my intentions weren't as pure as I thought they were? This is the time of year where we have to see the opportunities to grow, to get better. This is the time of year where we have to take and grab a hold of truths about ourselves, about our ethics, our values, our guiding systems, and apply them to the outside world. This is the time of year we have to find the strength to get better so the next year can grow. Understand, I'm not, again, this is not an attack on any one thing, one person, one group, one anything. This is about the overall lifestyle, about all the silly things that are going on within it. We need to quit believing that because we're all lifestyle, that means, well, everything's all good. It's not, and we know that, but we bury our heads in the sand because we don't want to see it. Stop it. Stop it. For the love of fuck, open your eyes. We need to reevaluate. How judgy are we being on people and things? Where are we getting our information from? How are we checking it? How are we confirming it? Are we checking it? Are we confirming it? Why aren't we? Why does it concern us? We need to start to determine what the things that we really want are. We need to take this opportunity to look back and go, are we saying what we mean and meaning what we say? Quit saying consent and then touching people without permission. Quit saying safety and then doing things that are unsafe. See what I mean? But we have to honestly evaluate it. We have to honestly look at it. Are we doing that? What are we doing? Are we perpetuating the problem? Are we acknowledging their problem? Are we ignoring the problem? Are we fixing the problem? But we have to evaluate. There should be a general, you and your life should have a measuring stick that you measure people against. Whether it be your ethics, your values, your code of conduct, whatever that case may be, you need to have that. And you need to apply it. And it needs to be applied in the lifestyle as well. it becomes frustrating and aggravating and disheartening when the same situations continue to arise. That's human nature. We have a continual influx of new people, so you have to continue to go back and revisit those messages. And that's okay. The frustrating part is when you see people that have heard those messages, agreed with those messages, been in this for a long time, stop doing the things they know they should do. Or reaching a point where they've reached a level of disconnect, they just don't figure it's their problem anymore. Let me help you out with something. All the things we talk about, trauma, safety, consent, all those things, when you start to assume they're no longer, they don't concern you because you've been in it too long, you're so long, then you've actually been in it too long. It's a really good determining factor. It's time to gather ourselves, put ourselves together, slow down, take a breath, and examine ourselves. And find a way to make 2024 better than any year in the past has ever been. To find a way to make that consent is better than it's ever been. That inclusion is better than it's ever been. That there's less drama than there's ever been. There's more honesty, more growth, more bucket list items being checked off than there's ever been. It is time to reach those plateaus and want to reach those and try. And try. Look, there's a lot of challenges going to go through the next couple of weeks and months. We all have them. I can tell you, sitting here tonight as I record this, I'm going to have some in my world. Big ones. I don't know how I'll do with it. I really don't. But we'll evaluate each step. How can we get better? Can we understand it better? How can we communicate it better? That's what we do. The lifestyle is the one area of our lives where we are able to do that if we make the effort to. See, that's the fucking key. If we make the effort to. You have to make the effort. You have to. If you don't try, nothing will change. Nothing will get better. Nothing will ever vary from the theme. As we go through the next couple weeks, months, leading to the end of the year, I sincerely hope some people will find the courage to tackle themselves and all the areas we've talked about through the years. I sincerely hope that we can all find issues that we can improve upon, and I sincerely hope we'll all actually work to improve. If we don't, if we let another year slip away without the improvements that are so easy to make and desperately needed in the lifestyle, the quality of the lifestyle will continue to drop. And eventually, it'll become unrecognizable. And I don't think that's what any of us want. I hope you'll take the time to listen, ponder, think, let my message sink in. I hope we can all make 2024 better than it's ever been before. Kids, you've heard me say it before. You'll hear me say it again. This rant's over.